أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. The month of Rajab is the month of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. There are so many events related to them. Yesterday we celebrated the birth anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to take this opportunity to present to you a sermon, which is sermon number 239 of the Nahj al-Balagha, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the Ahlul Bayt. And I'm adding some of the explanation from the commentary of Ayatollah Nasir Makarim Shirazi. Interestingly, there are 12 qualities that the Imam has mentioned about the Ahlul Bayt in this sermon. The first one, he says, هُمْ عَيْشُ الْعِلْمِ وَمَوْتُ الْجَهْلِ. They are life for knowledge and death for ignorance. This shows the relationship of Ahlul Bayt to knowledge and ignorance. They are the life, the soul of knowledge, and they are the cause of death of ignorance. After all, the Prophet himself said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمُ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. That I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the gateway to that city. And so if you are a true follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib, as we call ourselves the Shia of Ali, then we should be among those who always, you know, love to increase their knowledge and shed away the darkness of ignorance. Then he talks about, you know, three more qualities, but he says, يخبركم حلمهم عن علمهم وظاهرهم عن باطنهم وصمتهم عن حكم منطقهم. He says, their forbearance tells you of their knowledge, and their appearance reflects their inner goodness, and their silence speaks of their wisdom. This is where we have to realize that sometimes, you know, if wise people are silent, it doesn't mean they don't know. Or they don't have the ability to respond in the kind manner as other unwise people when they talk against them. Sometimes the silence of the wise people is itself very loud. Then he talks about two more qualities where he says, لا يخالفون الحق ولا يختلفون فيه. Ahlul Bayt are those that who do not go against the truth, nor do they differ among themselves about it. We have to realize when we look at the ayat of Quran, ayat of Tathir, and the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, we have come to realize that with the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Ahlul Bayt in form of infallibility and wisdom and knowledge, they will neither oppose the truth nor differ amongst themselves about it. Remember, the Prophet actually has mentioned more than once when he talks about Ali, he says, Aliyun ma al-haq wal-haqu ma aliyin. Ali is with the truth and the truth is with Ali. He doesn't only stop there. There are different versions for the latter sentence. This one says, wal-haqu yaduru haythu ma dara Ali. That the truth turns in whatever direction Ali turns. And so they become, Ahlul Bayt become the embodiment of truth. Wherever they are, the truth will be with them. Two more qualities there where he says, وَهُمْ دَعَائِمُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَوَلَائِجُ الْإِعْتِصَامِ. That the Ahlul Bayt are the pillars of Islam and the asylum of protection for the Ummah. What it means that, in a symbolic way, if Islam is a house, Ahlul Bayt are its foundation. If Islam is a tent, then they are the central pole on which that tent actually stands. And so if you remove them, you actually have removed the soul of Islam. And that is the tragedy of the Muslim world at the moment, in spite of the number. In spite of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively has given to the Muslims, you look at their situation. The disgrace that you see is because they have moved themselves away from Ahlul Bayt is advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam themselves. Then we come to two more qualities that Ali talks about. Bihim aada al-haqq ila nisabihi, wanzaha al-batil an maqamihi, wanqata'a lisanuhu an manbatihi. With them, the right has returned to its position, and the wrong has left its place, and its tongue is severed from its root. This statement of Ali actually reflects the timing of this khutbah, this sermon. This is a sermon that Ali gave after the Muslims insisted upon Imam Ali to become their Khalifa and leader. With Ali, justice prevailed and injustice was defeated. Although some companions who were used to the unfair privileges given to them by the past administrations, they rebelled against him. But the standards that Ali reestablished after the Prophet are still looked upon as measures of right and wrong and truth and falsehood, even now. Then we come to the last description of the Ahlul Bayt in the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib, where he says, أَقَلُ الدِّينَ أَقْلَ وِعَاءٍ وَرِعَايَةٍ لَا أَقْلَ سَمَاعٍ وَرِوَايَةٍ فَإِنَّ رُوَاتُ الْعِلْمِ كَثِيرٌ وَرُوَاتُهُ قَلِيلٌ. He says, Ahlul Bayt are those who understood the religion attentively and carefully, not by mere hearsay and from narrators, because the narrators of knowledge are many, but those who understand it are few. And this is where we come to realize that the Muslim world, in spite of all the differences where we have in theology and jurisprudence, when it comes to the status of Ali and Ali about knowledge and ilm, nobody can compete with them. Ali is the first of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and he was taught directly by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There was no any other teacher for Ali but Rasulullah. They have not only read the Quran and heard the Sunnah and the sayings of the Prophet, they have fully understood them and imbibed them to the extent that Ahlul Bayt in reality are the embodiment of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. And that is why we hear sometimes the words and descriptions that the Quran, the book is Quran, As-Samit is the speaking Quran, and the Imam is Al-Quran Al-Natiq, the speaking Quran. And that is why the Prophet said in the khutbah more than once, where he says, I am leaving two precious things behind. Inni tarikum fikum saqalain. The first one, Kitabullah, and the book of Allah, the Quran. And the second, itrati ahlu bayti, my family, my descendants. As long as you hold on to them both, you will never go astray. And so if you follow the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet says you will never go astray. And these are the qualities described about the Ahlul Bayt in the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom to hold on to the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt and be loyal to their teachings in our daily life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all under his protection and hasten the appearance of the Imam of our time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.